WGXE 90.7 FM. Ikra.
Hanford, Hudson, Redstone, running our time and join us in our free weekly community dinner.
Every Tuesday, Camp Hill Hudson hosts a community dinner prepared and served by the youth group from Camp Hill Village Copic at Camp Hill Hudson Center for the Social Art at 360 Warren Street.
Dinner is served from 5:30 to 6. It is an opportunity for the community of Hudson to get together and enjoy each other's company in a warm and welcoming environment.
It's the Shomer Show. Wednesdays from noon to 2 on WGXC 90.7 FM. And WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Catskill Community Center, providing after-school and summer programs in arts, athletics, education, and recreation to the youth of our community. Also providing art classes, community yoga, parenting classes, and Zumba to adults. 344 Main Street in Catskill, and online at CatskillCommunityCenter.org.
Y'all, this is grand finale, one half of Lost Cause, Flyman swagging. You are now rocking with Big Vern and Slay Diddy. Barbershop Talks, WGXC 90.7 FM. Get in tune to get lost. You did.
Hustle's too hard. Two times for the mothers are working three jobs. Three times for the one that paid their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers are working three jobs. Three times for the one that paid their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say.
SBK, oh. SBK.
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Big Vern. You're listening to Barbershop Talks on WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Acre, Catskill. We in the building. Slay Diddy.
What up? What up?
Talk to me, my dude.
Well, good to be back, man. It's good to be back. We got a lot to talk about today, huh?
Yeah, man. 2 weeks off. We just coming back from an episode. What was the Frenzy episode?
Yes, sir. It's a Frenzy.
Listen, the phone number here, 518-828-0290. I need y'all to do two things for me. First, I want to make sure that Slay's voice is coming through nice and clear. You know what I'm saying? Slay, give me...
Can you hear me? Yeah. Can you hear me out there?
Yeah.
Hud City.
We in the building. Yo, shout out to my cousin Salita Ray out in Detroit. She tuned in. Her homegirl Church's Money, they tuned in. Matter of fact, if you tune in, just call up. Let us know. We here.
Talk to us. Talk to us.
Yo, Slay, can we
number one show in Hudson?
Say
I'm
it
saying
again.
It. Yeah, I'm
say
saying it.
Again.
Number one show in Hudson.
Yeah, you know what?
We anybody feel some sort of way? Call in.
Call in. Let us know.
Number one barbershop talks.
Yo, matter of fact, Slay, hold up, man. I'm all out of sync and everything. Hold up, man. What am I doing?
Men lie. Yeah, women lie.
Public service announcement.
Numbers don't.
You heard? Sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Case Slater.
You're gonna learn today. You're gonna learn today. Alright, alright, alright.
K-Slay.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Slay, we got a new segment, man.
Yeah.
You heard about it?
Well, I'm all ready.
Yo, listen. All right, y'all. We got a new segment. We call this pulling up to the truck stop. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let me, hold on. Let me do this first.
Say, I already know who back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let me do this. All right, here we go.
If you drive, you've probably shared the road with an 18-wheeler.
18, you in the building?
I'm in the building, cuz.
Right. Welcome back, cuz.
Thank you. I'm very welcomed.
How you been?
I've been good, chilling. How y'all been?
I'm good. How about you,
Slay? Them empanadas on deck right now.
You already know. I was sweating like, ooh, two slaves. Ooh.
They're smelling through the bag. Stomach growling in here.
So what we're going to do is we got this new segment, and we call it Pull Up to the Truck Stop, and we're going to get the 18-wheelers take on a lot of things. First, let's start off with the main event, which was the historic. I think I can say that, right?
Yeah,
can I say that?
Shut the city on fire.
Historic battle between High Rise Lego and DW Suite. Slade, I mean, I was there, you was there, 18, mm-hmm. You was there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Barbershop
Talks was in the building.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you, Slade. I mean, let's get some feedback. As a matter of fact,
we're going
to
start with me.
Let's pull up to the truck stop.
Pulling up to the truck stop, it was very entertaining. It was really nice to see, you know, that everybody could actually come along and get together without all that extra nonsense for no reason. And I personally think it should have been done a little different. You know, they both did their thing. It could have been a lot better, you know. Lego, you too much for TV. You know you my boy. You did it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it could have been a little different.
Yeah. Any word from the street? Did you talk to anybody?
Yeah, word from the street. You know, all that noise that my other half was making, you know, on the street. They ain't like that. You got to keep it calm, Gucci twin.
Yo, hold on for 1 second. Hold on for 1 second. Because a lot of people, just in case you missed the show or something like that, let me bring you back for something, okay? Hold on. How about we listen to this right here? Look like we got some guests in here. You want to bring them in?
Uh-huh.
Sleep, what's good, Sleep?
What's good?
All right.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Chilling.
Yeah, step to the mic, Sleep.
Speak it to the mic. Introduce yourself.
Introduce yourself right to the mic, all
what's
the way
good?
Up. Nah, Sleep, you a rapper, man. Put that mic to your mouth.
What's good? This DW Sleep on Barbershop Talk.
Yes, sir. Sure. Welcome. Sleep, you know what? It's kind of weird, man. We've been doing this show for over a year. You never stop by, my boy. Legend come in town, and then you stop by. What's good?
Chillin'. I'm just trying to find out what's up. Are we going to do this or not? Straight to it. With the rack, I definitely got my rack up. I know you can get your rack. There's nothing.
Okay, so that is what took place the last time we were on air. Shout out to Sleep and Trips. They're my people. They came through. They wanted to battle. And after some hard work, it actually went down. It went down. Was it a Friday night?
Friday night.
Yeah. 9 o'clock.
No, it was Saturday.
It was supposed to be Friday night. Yep. Saturday night at the High Rise. Historic battle. Just mm-hmm. from the people that was there. Slay, I'm going to turn it over to you. I know you have some insight on this. So, so are you, dog?
I mean, it was a great battle. I mean, if you want me to be honest, it was a body bag. You know, the Frenzy did what they had to do. Shout out Legend. I mean, he's a talent. His whole last round, he freestyled. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's a talented guy. Shout out to Sleep. No disrespect to him. You know, he came with it. But, you know, when you ask for something, sometimes you get it. And that's what happened. You know, he came out to the radio. You know what I mean? He laid the talents down. And yeah. together, you know, they got the whole city to come out. And, you know, both guys did what they needed to do. But there can only be one winner. You know what I mean?
True, amen. True.
True.
You got anything else, 18?
Well, also, you know, people are coming up with ideas as far as, you know, from this one battle, they thinking that maybe it could be like once every 2 months or, you know, however often people can get their raps and their battle material together, and you could do it down by the high rise every other weekend or whenever everybody can, you know, get their time right. But I think that's a good idea, though, because it was very entertaining. It brought a lot of people out the woodworks that I ain't seen in years.
Yeah.
So I know it meant business. So yeah.
Shout out Allstate.
Allstate was in the building.
Allstate in
the
building.
Every,
Free Screw.
Every rap group was there. GST was there.
Yeah.
The mob was there. Yeah. IBU
Shout
was
out
there.
The mob.
I know that I seen Ag from Explicit.
Yep, Explicit was there.
I talked to Rainier. He was doing family things, but I know mentally that, you know, Lost Cause
was
there.
He caught the video.
Yeah. It was a great event. And I mean, not being planned and for it to go down the way it went down. Wait, hold up. Everybody stop. Stop, Slay. Stop, Slay. Stop.
Oh,
you ain't going to believe this,
oh,
man.
Oh, my.
Stop,
the listeners ain't going to believe
it. Yo, it's going down.
Stud Lex disappeared in the building with the Knoxman.
Yes, sir.
Finally.
Come on in, fellas.
This guy actually made it, yeah. He made it.
What's good? What's good?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yo, I think we might have to get security, yo. They used to be coming through.
He came in deep. Stud in here looking like a young Meek Mills.
Yo, somebody set that door for me?
In the building.
Stud, grab that.
Letch, Upcake, Knoxman Committee just
mic,
walked
Stud.
In.
Yo, this is how we do it, yo. Yo, stay right close, Stud.
What's
take
up,
right to your mouth.
Letch, I'm
yeah.
in here.
Take the tape.
No, I need some headphones.
Yeah, let him get them, cuz.
Get right,
bro. Yeah, listen, you know how long we've been waiting for the Knoxman to come through? Yo, Slay, you did it, man. Slay, you did it. Hold up.
Yo,
Slay, let me do it again.
Give me the clap.
Give me the clap, bro.
Give me the clap. Knoxman in the building.
So, yeah. Stud, what's good, baby?
Nah, I'm chilling, man. You know, it's hot out today. We here, though. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Yo, it's known that you are, hands down, one of the most respected rappers in Hood City.
Yeah, so I
want to ask you a question about this battle that just took place.
All right.
What's your take on it?
I mean, honestly, it was great for the city. It's not really for me to say who won, but I know it was big for the city, you know? I'm going to keep it at that. Shout out to Lego. Shout out to Sleep.
Well, you got to keep it politically correct, then.
You know how we do, Slay. We're going to keep it politically correct, you know? Shout out Sleep and Lego, though.
Yeah, definitely shout them out. We also, you know, introduce yourself. Let's have the Knoxman come up to the mic. Introduce themselves. Right, let the people
off,
know.
You already know it's me, Starletche. Hus City, what up?
Yes, sir.
T Hope, Fifth Ave Hope, the Messiah. Y'all already know.
In the building, my tag team partner,
Stillberg, Nudie Giuliani.
Let's go, Berg
know.
In
What's
the
up,
building.
Knoxman
in the building. My boy Keese in the building over here. He
yo,
came
Slay,
as the muscle.
Yo, Slay. Everybody can't do this, Slay.
Yeah,
everybody
it's live.
Do this.
It's live right now.
Stud, me and you spoke maybe about a month ago, a month and a half ago, about the possibility of putting together a rap commission.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, and I'm not a rapper. I'm a fan, but I'm not a rapper, as you already know. But we are looking at it in the sense of the support. You know what I'm saying? It's one city, so many groups. We all want you guys to win. But when you have a commission, you say, okay, let's go this way, let's go that way. You know what I'm saying? The mob is putting out a single, everybody's on top of it. Everybody's pushing it. Pushing it to people that we
Shout
know in Alabama. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the mob and Relly. Listen, I want it Stud up here. I want P-Dot. And the next person I want is Relly. Slay, make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Let's get him up here. So, Let's make it happen, baby.
Yeah, you already know. That's a call away. But, yeah, to speak on that, you know, basically, we all grown here, you know, as an artist. Mm-hmm. You're a grown man, so, or woman, whatever you have it. So, basically, I feel we involve the kids in something. You want to put on for your city, you want to show out, you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we're going to get them together. Then as an artist, you're going to talk business. If not, you know what I mean? We're going to do what it do.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the new mixtape. Because, I mean, we debuted two songs on here, right?
We did. We leaked two songs.
Leaked two songs.
Project Knox.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Hold on, I'm gonna let Stillberg tell y'all a little bit so the people
okay.
can hear.
Berg, step up. This is my boy right here.
Yeah, Berg, make sure you get right
into
the
mic. One of the original H members right here.
What's up, Slay?
What up, man? Tell us about the project.
I mean, the project is doing well right now. It's on datpiff.com. Mm-hmm. It's called Project NOX. You can hear me, T-Hope, Stud, my man Champ Bailey, John Davey, Mars Money, Free Mars Money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we got some features. We got Nipsey Hussle. We got Freck Billionaire.
Okay.
Some production from A-Rab Music, Teddy the Don. So we just working. We going to do some songs with some of the HUD artists soon, too.
Yeah, and that's what I got to ask you also. What do you feel about the rap scene right now out here in Hudson?
I mean, I love it. It wasn't like this when I was out here, so it's exciting to me. You know, I can't wait to work with some of the artists. I'm a fan of some of them. I like Legend. I like mm-hmm. Canary. I love Stud. I like Relly. P-Dot. I love P-Dot, too. He's mm-hmm. good. You know, and I'm listening. I'm checking out for everybody.
Did you get a chance to see the battle?
Yeah, I liked it.
What you thought about the battle?
It was entertaining.
You gonna be the Knox is gonna be politically correct up here.
It was entertaining.
Who you gonna give us a winner?
Nah, I mean,
I respect you.
If it's forced, I don't have a problem too, but I'd rather not.
All right.
The best way to go about it.
We're gonna let the Knox cruise just because they came with they pulled up with most of the team in here. T Hope, what up, man?
Hope,
what up, man?
What's good, bro?
What's on? Up, speaking man? To the mic. What should we look forward to on this project you guys just put out?
Man, the project as a whole is just a great project. Completely from top to bottom, you mm-hmm. know. You just gotta look forward to one more visual coming this summer from the project.
Okay,
you know? That's
okay.
what we want to do. We want to interact with the fans so they could let us know what's the next vid we should shoot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that was my next question. What's the next single? Because we need a banger. We need something to push up here for the radio.
Yeah, I wanted to know what can we do as fans to help push this. You know, besides that Piff, is there anything else we can do to help push it, get the numbers where they're supposed to be at?
Right now, we just need the That Piff support, for real. If you haven't downloaded the album yet, the mixtape, go on That Piff, get those numbers up, really listen to it, you know?
Yeah, give it a spin.
Get it out, word of mouth. You genuinely gonna like it, tell a friend about it. Let's get those numbers up.
Do me a favor, my boy, because my cousin is out in Detroit right now, and I know she's listening. Go ahead and tell her the name of the CD and what she got to do. I know my man in Alabama listening. Listen, support my people, man. They from the HUD. This is how we give it up. So go ahead and give out that information so we can do it outside of HUD also.
You go on datpiff.com and you just search Knoxman, N-O-X-M-E-N. The mixtape's going to pop up. The name of the mixtape is called Project NOX. Just click on it and download. It's really easy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Go get that Project Knox. Before we go to break, I got to ask Stud an important question. Mm-hmm. He looking nervous, too, bro.
I got Rainier, I ain't forgot you. I got you on hold.
He looking nervous, man. Yo, Stud.
It's a frenzy. What's up?
What's good? It's a frenzy. I just want to know, like, what you feel about, and I need you to be honest with this. This is a serious question. Everybody want to know the answer to this. So you can't cruise. I want to know, what do you feel about letting the tooth fairy keep the tooth?
Oh, man.
Slay, we just going to let the tooth fairy keep the tooth,
right? I'm in the booth.
I thought you had serious questions.
Let the tooth fairy keep the tooth.
Man, you at it again, man.
Still love the kids, man. Shout out to all the kids, man. 18 Wheeler with me.
18 empanadas on deck.
Yo, we're going to take a quick break, Slay, all right?
We got Rainier on deck?
Let me get to Rainier right here, right quick. You ready? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's good, homie?
Hey, man, chilling.
Lost Cause,
yeah,
what up? Yeah,
shout out to Rainier and Lost Cause.
We're shaking, Ledge, or not, we're shaking. Yo, I just wanted to give mad love to y'all. Yo, Ledge, you already know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I listened to that Project Knox. Crazy.
Shout out Project Knox.
Yes, shout out to the Knoxmen. I know you got T-Hope and you got Steelberg in the building with you. Much love to them dudes. The boys put it together. That's a phenomenal project.
Okay.
Definitely for Barbershop Talks, I already know. I had to call in and just show my love.
Respect.
Yo, make sure you stay tuned, man. You know we dropping your new single, man. We're going to drop it. We're going to go to a break, so stay tuned. And we appreciate you giving us exclusives, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And good looking.
And let the Tooth Fairy keep the tooth.
Shout out to 4K Films on top of that.
Shout out 4K Films, man.
Shout out them out,
man. He's supposed to be here. He got to watch the twins.
Right now, do your thing.
All right, yo, good looking, Ray.
Yeah, you already know. Shout out to our city.
Yes, sir. Yo, we're gonna take a quick break, yo. Slay, I'm not gonna call this an exclusive, but this thing fire, man.
Yeah, it's OSLO, and you're listening to Barbershop Talks. Big Vern, what's happening? Slay Diddy, what's good? Oh, I can't forget about the 18 wheeler. I don't want her to catch me in traffic.
Give me good luck.
I'm gonna just take it back to the state, you know? Got the city on my back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Here from the last stop, home where the boys sat. Let burn rap from slaughter show, niggas at the corner where we get it at. Harlem where we spin it at. Dice game, light change, but that's how we get it back. Used to take them ferry trips, holla back stacking. Freeport summers, I'm talking another Allen. Hudson, Catskill, Albany, Manhattan. Can't forget Schenectady, my Stanley boys trapping. Broadway bimbos, hotel smashing. Central Park stick ups, jogging with the ratchet. Chinatown chopsticks. Plucking out fashion, birds from the garden, liberty in Madison. A fella from the rock, lift the heart, not lavish. Sitting at the rucker, watching Ali Moe pass it. Derrick G, the shortstop, Jada Kiss, slick talk, flex drop bombs here. That boy gotta be from York. Look, catch me in Harlem when it's time for the kingdom. Sipping cognac, smoking black, getting my queens on. Yeah, I got my fitted on, keep the new jitty on. Bopping through the crowd, this bad boy get his ditty on. Cheesecake munchies, munching in Brooklyn. A borough with a yak chains, better known as Crooklyn. Home of the Yankees, cocaine scandals. The hard that we serve would knock Mickey off the Manson. Apollo stage, Times Square lights. TRL broadcast my city so nice. The Rangers on ice. The Knicks, they on wood. The Giants touch down and them extra points good. The 9-11 ball, but my stake, it ain't brick. We threw up more lights just to shine the witness. The Empire State, you heard of what I meant it. We live that fast life, then you should come and visit. Visit.
Welcome back. Barbershop Talks. We in the building. Big Vern K. Slay, the Knoxman, 18 Wheeler. As a matter of fact, Q Cross just came through. We're gonna talk about what just happened in a minute, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Cause for real, let's think about it, man. Who could get the Knoxman up here like that?
Yeah. It's a star studded affair.
Yeah, for real. They just come through the radio like, you know, I mean, I know you can.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
My boy Hope been here looking like he just won a World Cup.
Yeah.
Like he just performed 2 bicycle kicks for goals. It's all about the ratings.
So, yo, we got Q Cross in the building.
It's all about them.
Slay, we got Q Cross in the building, and what he's going to do is he's going to let us know some of the available summer programs for the kids to get into. I know some of the parents was asking us what's going on this summer. Mm-hmm. And Q, can you help us out?
Yes, absolutely. This summer there will be all types of programs going on. For a full list, go to the Hudson City School District website. I know in yesterday's paper they had the full list of the Dan and Mary booklet that come out every year with all the programs going on. Some programs of importance from our standpoint, SBK is doing a Social Justice Leadership Academy in conjunction with Kite's Nest, the Hudson Urban Gardens AmeriCorps Promised Neighborhoods, a couple of farms. That starts the second week of July for ages 12 to 17. Come out. We're going to be doing some, learn how to do some radio work, some gardening work. We're going to be doing all types of trips. We're going to take them down to the summer stage in New York City, all over the place. We're going to State Fair. We're doing all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Hawthorne Valley got a Kids Can Cook day camp program. Please give a call to Indigo Ocean out at Hawthorne Valley, 518-672-7500, extension 234. We also got Kyson that's doing their summer camps, Roots and Rebels, potions, all types of things going on. Then we got the City of Hudson doing their swim, their programs that they always do every year. So that's where we at for this year. But check out the website, Hudson City School District. There's a link up there for the summer programming.
Before you go, Q, is there something that Got Game Sports is doing for
Yes, for I believe Zico? On June 12th, I believe, at 6 p.m., Club Helsinki. They're going to be honoring and recognizing the work of Zico, who, has been a standout, football and track star.
Yeah, shout out Zico.
Shout out to
him. $20 a head. Come on now. All you can eat buffet. $20, Club Helsinki. Come on out.
Good looking, quick cue. Matter of fact, I might got clap for
let's
you
get
for a, that. Yeah,
let's get our kids out there camp, to these man. Summer enrichment programs.
18, pull up, man.
18, back to the truck stop.
Back at the truck stop. What's good, cuz? What you got for me?
Well, I'm pulling up with the June birthdays. We got Princess.
Hold on. Slow down. You going too fast. Knoxman got you nervous in here, son?
No, not at all. Well, not near one of them. You know I got 20 spares and I'm 18 wheels. I roll over all five of them.
All right, cuz, go ahead.
All right, we got the June birthdays. We got Princess Annie and Scat, whose birthday is June 15th. We got Ayana, whose birthday is the 25th. Janelle the 6th. Davina's is the 13th. Brandy Mann the 17th. Quasia the 30th. Lulu the 21st.
Lulu?
And my cousin Donnell and whoever else I miss, you have a great birthday in the month of June.
All right, 18. Yo, big shout out to my homie, my big brother, Ice. My man, it's his birthday today. Let me turn this music down. 18, you did a good job, 18.
Thank you.
Truck stop, man.
Yeah. Slay, you got any Skittles for me?
Oh, I do. I do.
We gotta do what we do up in here, man.
I definitely do. I gotta pull up. Let me go into the archives for a second.
Yes, sir.
I need to get all this information correct.
Yo, I ain't going front, man. I'm still a little excited about the facts that we had the Knoxman roll up in here like we just good like that.
I hope they don't think we done with them either.
Yeah. when we listen to the playback, it's going to be like, word, because the way it happened, I just looked up and I seen Stud and I was like.
Yeah, he came in real cool. Yeah. Stud got the hunchback walk, so he came in like, man, slow. Oh, here, I'm here. In the building, Knoxman. But yeah. I need the audio ready, Vern, for when I drop this Skittle.
Which audio you need?
The Skittle audio? Yeah, the Skittle audio. All right,
I'm ready.
Because I'm going to need to see a young lady by the name of Shauna Carter Brooks.
Oh.
From Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Yeah. She need to come holler at us at the station. Now, what she did was the weirdest thing I've probably seen this year. She sold her one-month-old infant into her wedding dress, the back of her wedding dress. Now, the dress, it's the what's the back part of it called? I ain't never
it's
the
train.
Tail, so
the train, right?
The train,
train,
the train.
Right?
The baby was sold into the train and dragging slowly along as she walked down the aisle with her husband. They should have locked her up.
They should have locked her up.
Now, but I don't only need to see her. I need to see her husband.
Yeah.
I need to see the person who gave her away.
Yeah, her
I need to see everybody that was in the front row of the aisles that was watching. How did no one stop this? And then she had the nerve to say that my child was washed in the blood of Jesus and protected and well secure. Now, come on. I'm a God-fearing individual, but we're not going to do this to Jesus.
Yeah, I don't think Jesus had nothing on that.
We are not
going
to do this to Jesus. Jesus did not. I need you and the whole wedding to skittle your asses to the car.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of tropical fruit bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Share the rainbow. Taste the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
Slay, that was the craziest thing that I ever seen, man, because when I first saw the article, because I read it in the paper, it looked like it was a fake baby, like it was a doll.
Yeah, I thought it was fake at first, too.
And I said, well, that's kind of cool right there, you know. But when they said it was real, when it was a doll, I was looking at the, you know, the picture that they were trying to paint. But when they said it was a real baby, I said, damn, and the father was okay with that?
Yeah, he was right there, just dragging along.
You think CPS going to come check them out?
They should. Listen, somebody need this. We need the Knox in here. We got Keith in the building. Keith, yeah. Why you didn't stop this? You the muscle. You ain't stop this.
I don't know what happened, man.
Are you ready for some music, or you got another Skittle for me? Because we can go to music.
Let's play some music. All right. Let's get back to some interviews.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play this world premiere right quick, man. It's a barbershop world premiere. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me set it up. Yo, shout out to Lego, man. I'm surprised he ain't called.
He said he listening in.
Okay, shout out to High Rise Lego. Yo, Slay, do me a favor. Before we do this, why don't we go here? Listen to this right here.
Is the moment the world has been waiting for. Let's get ready to rumble!
Yes. I definitely got to shout out Todd Smith. You know, he's been a staple in the community. And we've been doing a lot of, you know, shouting out for sports and for rap and stuff like that. So there's a lot of other things going on in the community. Like, he has a huge staple of boxers right now that have been doing their thing, working hard. And they've been racking up a lot of amateur titles. A few of them have went pro. He's got Joey DeStefano, if I butcher your name. Don't ask to see me in the ring. Mike Black, shout out to him. Ishmael LeBron, shout out. Gunga Badilla, Dave Tommaso, you know, they've all won a bunch of, you know, amateur titles and awards and accolades. He'll be here all day naming those. So shout out to Todd, you know, and his staple. Also, June 26th in Syracuse, Mike Black and Dave Tommaso have pro fights. So, you know, if you can make it, definitely support these guys. See what they're doing. We supporting all of Hudson.
Yeah, man. I'm going to give them a hand clap for that.
Give them the clap.
They deserve that right there. Yo. Mm-hmm. All right, so I got to go to this exclusive, right? Give me 1 second.
And when we come back, I'm going to need Steelberg with me for this next Skittle.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You up to something?
Yeah, I'm going to need him with me.
All right, here we go. I'm all set. Here we go.
This is the Barbershop Talks exclusive.
Laptop, hack program, and gamer mic. Just trying to reach the top. I know we close cause I feel alive. Yeah. Lost Cause is the name, you better read it right. We take a flight. Right. It won't land like my gas was on infinity. Yeah. We won the battles with the bad hands. These jokers is kidding me. Got a small circle, y'all not in my line of symmetry. Right. There's power in these bars to get rid of me. Me and my bro came too far to quit. Yeah. Wrong dudes to be targeting. That's just bad marketing. Luka Hut City showed love to the people. Though we lost some love over ego. Y'all still my people. Sometimes you gotta love from a distance. Right. Loyalty with my team, I never had to mention. No. Go to bed for my squad, doesn't matter who's pitching. Be right from my soul if you happen to listen. All right. This is my life.
My dream, the other side of
We just gotta make it. They won't give it to us, so we gotta take it. If you feeling how we feeling, we knocking down the doors, cause haters taking it all, even what's rightfully yours. The hunger feeding the struggle, we just gotta make it. They won't give it to us, so we gotta take it. If you feeling how we feeling, we knocking down the doors, cause haters taking it all, even what's rightfully yours. Now it's turn up, failure ain't an option. I won't fail again, I know a hater is watching. Doing overtime already, I ain't even clocking. It's that runaway train, who the hell is gonna stop them? Tunnel vision flows, we don't hear the talking. I'm driven, I'm on the mission. They can keep the walking, when we make it to the top, we'll scream sorry for our fortune. I'm sorry for your misfortune. Live the life of the dreamer. Bring the dream to fruition. From then we need detergent to let the maid do the dishes. From no pop to pissing to picking the room to handle business. From all we finished, nah, this is just the beginning. We lit, yes, and we winning. How could you deny it? Apparel worn out in Vegas. Yeah, the clothing is flying. I'm trying to go from who that to yeah, she gonna adore me. You can hate the game, I'm just telling you my story.
Welcome back, Big Vern. We in the building, Barbershop Talks. Yes, sir. Slave, before we move on, I want to give a shout out to a good friend of mine. His daughter is part of the Crown Points Lady Panthers. They're out in Plattsburgh. They won the MVAC Section 7 Class D Championship last week, I think it was, by beating Sharon Lake 7-1. Right. And they have an upcoming game this Friday at Plattsburgh versus Fort Ann. It's a regional playoff game. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. These girls is
give
doing
them the clap,
it. I'm gonna give them the clap. Stop yelling
got
at
the
me.
Caller. The caller's coming in.
All right, I'm gonna give them the clap. And then you fuck me out. All
right, we're here. Caller. All right, who we got on the line? Who we got? I got a feeling who it is, but who is it?
Caller, you there?
Yeah, I'm in the building.
Yes, sir.
Frenzy.
Yes, sir.
Frenzy.
Yo, listen, Lego, 1 second. But before we continue, before I do you right quick. Hey, Ron, congratulations to the girls out there. Let me give you a clap again because you deserve it. And good luck, girl.
Yes.
My main man, Hector. Yo, you know what? Hector. Yo, Slay, remember I was telling you about the dude, Hector, that he's smoother than smooth.
Yeah.
He's listening to Barbershop Talks right now, dog.
Right. Yeah. Right. Shout out to you.
Hector, we extending our arm out to you, dog. Come sit down, talk with us. I mean, me and Slay had already been talking about you in the inbox. Mm-hmm. I was telling him how smooth you was. You probably could sell anything to anybody, even if they had a whole lot of it. You know what I'm saying? So I respect what you do. Shout out to Hector. Do what you do and come see us, man. Barbershop Talk. We always open.
Yes.
Lego.
Come holler at us.
Lego.
At the number one rated show.
Yeah, in Hudson.
It's all about the ratings.
It's all about the ratings, baby. You know that.
Yo, Lego, shout out Hector, man. Hector is...
Shout out Hector, man. He's on the side of the pillow, man. Give him a hand clap or something, man.
I'm telling y'all, man. Y'all going to stop. Y'all going to have to use your inside tool, man. Y'all always yelling at me, man.
Legend, what up, man?
Yo, Frenzy Facts, man. What's going
frenzy
on?
Facts. Frenzy Facts. What's up, man?
Yo, 18 in here. 18 in here.
What up?
I'm about to say, because you ain't going to forget me this time. You be thinking you talking to 60 other people and forget who I am. So you better make sure you know who I be.
Listen, man.
Because you different.
Ain't about 18. It's different.
Yeah, and you changing.
Yeah, we got
Knoxman is in the building.
I got to call up, man, for the love. Facts.
For the love. Hope in here.
Shout out to you, legend. Shout out to you, my nigga. Good battle and all that.
My boy Hope in here playing with one nap in the back of the
Woo, that thing thick, too.
He just bust me with a U-change.
Oh, the texture of your hair changed.
You changed.
Legend, let's talk, man. I didn't get a chance, and first of all, I'm going to do it on the air where I'm supposed to do it at. I apologize to you for not having your 3 pounds of gummy bears ready. and accessible.
Oh, you know I had a fresh Skittle. So you killed my Skittle. Yeah. You know I had a fresh Skittle for you.
But let me explain. I'm going to explain to you why that happened. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tanisha. But she had hit me up. I did 6 pounds of gummy bears for her. You know what I'm saying? I was gummied out. And then Slay hit me up like, yo, V, I just need something.
I needed it.
And normally when Slay hit me, it's personal. So I got you, man. I'm going to figure out a way to mail him. If my man Sean.
FedEx.
Yeah, Sean from Alabama, man. Holla at me, Sean.
Slay pulls up to the Frenzy going away cookout with him. And I'm like, yo, what's that? He like, oh, I got a little something from V, but, you know, this is for the personal. So I'm like, personal. All right, cool. He puts him in the crib, you know, Mama Love in there.
Yeah, Mama Love went in on those.
Mama Love gets dibs. So I see Mama Love. She like, yo, Nanny. She don't call me like, oh, Nanny, put me some ice in this cup. I said, Mom, where you get those from? Oh, you know, the Frenzy show. So I just look and play like, you changed.
Yeah, up. Let go. How the beach treating you, man?
Man, it's great. I'm on my way right now, man.
Mm-hmm. Yo, we haven't talked to you since the battle. I haven't had a chance to talk to you. So tell me, how did you think everything go? You know, what was your take on everything? And before you say that, and DW Sleep, I will give you the opportunity because I play fair. I play a fair ball game. You know, we'll have you up here and you can sit down and say the same thing. But, Lego, I was just wondering, since I have you on the phone, how do you think it went?
I mean, when I was up there, everyone called me out. I didn't call anyone out. My intentions of coming up there was to chill with the Frenzy, see people I haven't seen, every single person on any type of level, music, anything. They came at me with animosity. And then when they got smoked, it was like, whatever, you got what you deserve. Like, it's only so humble I could be. I can only be as cool as I could be cool. This man making videos. And then you show up like that, like, come on, man. Somebody wake him up, man. I never battled that dude again in my life. And I'm being honest. It wasn't even close, bro. I freestyled 2 rounds, and I don't care who hears it on the radio. I freestyled 2 rounds. I was talking about his hat. I'll never wear flannels and a hoodie again in my life. He killed that. I gotta be arrogant. It's time for me to be arrogant because that's the only thing people respect. They don't respect me being humble. They think they could come at me. They think they could make diss tracks about me. They think they have a chance to get a buzz by using my name. I'm smoking boots on whoever come at me on any type of rap tip if it ain't love. And it's point blank. That's why I mess with the Knox. Because they do what they do. They humble, but they always grind. And me and Let's had a rapport for years with this rap stuff. You know what I mean? I knew them. I was rapping with them when I was the little kid rapping. When they were all older than me rapping.
H-Boys. Like Nuke. Uh-huh.
Dudes like Sonny. Dudes like Screw, Free Diddy. I was rapping back when they were really, really rapping. I was young rapping.
I was
5 years old. You know what I mean? And I'm not being humble no more.
Yo, Legend, hold up. Legend, hold up.
Yo, Lego, this still Berg, my nigga. What's good?
Berg, what's
Excuse
up, bro?
Me. Excuse me. Sorry. Yo, you remember that time when we first met, when you came to the H,
and you was like,
I heard about some dude named Stillberg and T-Hope. I heard they rap. I want to battle them. You remember that day?
Yeah, I remember that. How long ago was that, bro?
It's been long since that day, my
like
dude.
12 years ago.
A decade at least?
But let go. We're going to let you go. We got business to handle here in the show, man. Thanks
so
for
be
calling
cool
in.
You be cool.
Yo,
do me. Man. Skittle the
I wish you would eye. Skittle me, and I'll Skittle you all the way to second hand.
Do me 2 favors, though, before you go. Let the tooth fairy keep the tooth and
he
throw them see-through ups in the ocean.
Wow. Stupid.
I changed.
I got this hat, though.
Yo, Legend, be good, baby. All right,
man. Y'all be cool, man. Yes, sir. Love, facts. All yeah.
right. Yo, listen, in all fairness, you know what I'm saying? Because Legend did call in, mm-hmm. whenever we get in touch with Sleep, I'm going to give him his chance, you know what I'm saying?
As being
this mediator, it's only fair to let everybody get their say-so, mm-hmm. but, you know, shout out to Legend, shout out to Sleep, but, yo, Sleep, just holler at us this time, for real this time, and come up, you know what I'm saying, and talk to us. Slay, where we going? You got another Skittle for me? Or do you want to touch this other thing?
Let me bring up Hope and Berg up here, man. I need them both up to the mic. I got a young man by the name of Lance Stevenson.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? And being as I got the Knox up here, two guys from Brooklyn. I want to ask them first. Where do they blow in guys' ears at?
In Coney what part Island.
That's in Coney Island? That's
yo, ain't that? Polo from Coney Island? He's going to disagree. I know he's sitting there yelling at the radio.
That's what they do in Brooklyn now?
He's from the island.
We from Flatbush, man.
Because he was screaming out BK. Like, everybody, that was a little weird. They touched
Shout
chins
Lance
there.
Stevenson, man. That boy just made himself a lot of money this postseason.
No, that boy is a mook. Right. Yeah. He's a mook. And Lance Stevenson, all that chin talking. Opinion. And all of that blowing in ears only got you one place, and that's home fishing while my Miami Heat are going for the finals.
Spurs in six.
So Lance Stevenson, Lance Stevenson, Steelberg, and Coney Island, all of y'all skittle your asses to the car.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
We got another caller.
Taste the rainbow.
Yo, Slay, you a fool, Slay.
Everybody got to go.
Yo, Slay, you know what? I got Hector, you there?
That's me, man.
Hector, what's good, baby?
Hey, hey, hey.
Slay, this is the man I was telling you about.
He sounds smooth.
Yeah, he's smooth, Slay.
He sounds like he got a velour suit on right now.
<It's> like, you're a fool, man. Nah, man, I grew up in Compton, man, so I grew up in the neighborhood.
All right, okay, and, from Compton.
I like to say I went to the school of Boogie Down Productions, man.
All right.
Hector, what's good? How you doing, man?
It's all good, man. I was just listening to your show, man, and I appreciate the love you guys are sending me, man, but I got to give the love back to you guys because the work that you're doing in the community is amazing. And, you know, I've spoken to your little brother about this, but y'all should know that the state is paying attention. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've got some people who are actually interested in learning more about Barbershop Talk and how you guys be able to help the state and promote some of the issues around health in our communities to help our communities live a healthier lifestyle because they can't penetrate it. And I was like, please, I got the right people for you. So they're paying attention, man. You guys are right on track, and you know, much love to Hudson.
Thank you.
You know, it might be little in people's eyes, but in my eyes, man, you guys are a rising star, and people gonna be paying a lot of attention to the work that you guys are doing.
Appreciate that, Hector, man. You know,
it's a community effort.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just like I told you, you can sell anything, man. I told you.
Yeah, you just sold me.
Yeah.
Follow. I'm like, where I get the velour suit?
Nah, man, it's true. I mean, you know, Vern's heard me talk this. I mean, when the community figures out it's got more power than what people allow them to think, and they begin to act on that power, it's unstoppable.
Yeah.
They're going to resist you, but, hey, I mean, you know, that's part of a good fight. A good fight, man.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, you know, again, to everybody who's listening, man, get in this and start reclaiming what was always rightfully yours. Mm-hmm. Our community shouldn't be this way. We should have the same access to everything that everyone else has got. And they may not want to give it to us, but that doesn't mean that they get to keep it. We get to bring it back. So, again, much love to everybody. Let's get energized and let's get moving.
Hector, yeah, thanks for the call. Hold on, Hector, man. I got something special for you because this is what we do for our special guests.
You got to clap. You got to clap, man.
You crazy, man.
Well, Hector, be good, man. Thanks for the call.
Words of encouragement.
Not a problem. Much love and blessings to all of you, man.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Yep. Slay, I told you, man.
Yeah.
We doing it.
That's what's up. Number one.
Let's pull up to the truck stop.
Well, first off, I got to give a shout out to my little cousin Shirley. You know, I go far and beyond for you. Don't make me come across the bridge. You already know.
Butterfly.
But there are a lot of people who are in Hudson, and, you know, one of the biggest problems is people don't pay attention to what really goes on. And we have people who be like Miss Bunny, who's in Whittier Nursing Home, you know, that people don't pay attention to. We have Tamara, who's constantly in the hospital. I know Tamara, piece of work, but she's a very good friend, and I'm a person who can say that proudly. We got Dorothy Holloway, who was also in a nursing home for a couple weeks with a surgery. We got Bootsy, who's also in a nursing home. That's a lot of things that people should pay attention to, because today it could be them, but tomorrow it could be you, your mother, or somebody in your family. Mm-hmm. So you might want to pay attention, and it don't take but 2 minutes to get to these people and just sit with them and say a few encouraging words to make them feel like it's not over, no matter what their situation is. So you might want to take heed and pay attention to what's really going on with the sick people, so you can know what's going on and make sure you go check on them.
Slay.
Yeah,
I'm proud. I'm proud of the A-team, man. Yeah, A-team, I'm about to go. I'm proud of you.
We ain't never seen this side of the A-team, yeah. Really. So she ain't threatening me all show.
Don't start.
But
listen,
she's absolutely
got the knocks
right
in here.
Yeah, knocks, yeah. But she's absolutely right.
No, because people never realize that, and it do people who be going through stuff, and they don't be knowing. Hudson is small, and people think they know everything, but we really don't know as much as we think we know, because I just named six people that people probably ain't even know nothing about other than Tamara.
Yeah, well, that's
let's make a pact to do our best to get out to see the people that are sick, and especially like the Tamaras. I mean, I know a lot of people get out to see them, but like the Miss Bunnies and Bootsies and stuff like that, they, you know, they pretty much brought us up. It, like she said, it'll take a couple minutes. You know, we could ride out there, see them, and then come back and go to Savoy's, have a beer.
Pretty much, it's only 5 minutes, and you can put a smile on somebody's face. And Miss Bunny, of all people has been very good
to
everybody.
Hold on, Miss Bunny got
to
get one of these.
Yeah, she got to get the hand clap, because she's been good to a lot of people.
Right.
And I know people ain't been paying her back for 5 minutes worth of times. And I remember when she had the food pantry at her crib, and everybody and their mama was there.
I remember when she had the school.
Yeah, she had the school up here on 7th Street or 8th Street. Yeah. So, you know, you got to show that love. It only takes 5 minutes, and she had Whittier Nursing Home.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Yo, listen, I don't know, man. That little vacation must have... She cleared her mind, right?
She
got a tune up.
Right. She came back with
I got a tune up and a
new segment. Everything.
Don't start with me, Kay.
It's
Slay.
A new day.
So, how much time we got, Slay?
We're getting low. Let's let's holler at the Knox. See, Stud, get some upcoming projects before we.
You got Stud Leche Milk right here. Hmm.
Yo, shout out to my girl, Wiggles. She in a bad mood, but I ain't trying to fight. 18, you'll come home with me?
Nope, because I love Wiggles. So wiggle him down to the post. If he don't get it, you know what to do.
Slay, what did that, what does
I don't
that
know.
Mean?
I told you.
All right.
I don't got no quotes today either. Stud,
what's good, baby?
What can we look for, man?
Well, you know, right now, like we said, thatpiff.com, get that project on OX. And then after that, just look forward to a lot of solo artists coming out of the Knox, man. For myself, Stud Leche, T-Hope, Stillberg, Champ B, John Davey. So, you know, a lot of untitled movements right now, so we ain't going to spill too much of the beans. But Project NOX, thatpiff.com.
Go get that.
That's what it is right now.
The Tooth Fairy keeping the tooth for
Yeah. 4K Films, what up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely shout out 4K. You know, be on the lookout for my next tape, you know, Tales of a Skinny Fat Guy, coming soon to you. Empanadas on deck. I'm gonna get the Knoxmen on the album, but they only gonna get on a skit though. They ain't gonna be able to get no freestyle or none of that. Try to steal my shine.
Shout out Barbershop Talks too, man. Like what y'all got going
on
up here.
Thank the Knox for coming through.
Yeah, thank you. Yo, you know what? I seriously say this, and I say that when you guys support us, you know what I'm saying, they make people support us, because like I said, to bring the Knoxmen in like the way we just brought them in, a lot of people can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about everyday rappers, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about, you know, I look at them as successful.
Yeah.
And I might be wrong. I don't think so.
No, they've been doing this.
I mean, I've been following them, watching the videos, watching the stuff. And so for them to come in on Barbershop Talks at 2 o'clock and just show up and say, let's go. Slay, I got to give you a hand clap for making that happen, man.
Give me a little hand clap. Hand clap for Stud for finally coming through.
Yeah, we
finally
man.
Got
I'm
him
always
in the building.
Tuned in, though, man. Slay, no, I'm always
he
tuned
changed.
In.
He changed. Straight up. Shout out to Knox, you know, listening all the way down in BK. Hudson, they second home.
Yeah. Slay, let's see, man. We got to do this tribute really quick. I don't know if they're going to kick us off the air or not. They might give us an extra half an hour.
Yeah, we might still be with y'all.
Yeah,
so
I
want
to get this tribute in just in case.
Appreciate y'all having us,
no,
too, man.
No, no. Yo, come whenever you want. You have an open door policy,
We
man.
Need the Knox next time. We got to get y'all on a Knox show with some bars.
Some bars?
Yeah.
All right. That's a guarantee, man. Just call me. Bars, yeah, I'm heavy there.
Yeah, all right. Slay, you wanna go into this tribute, special tribute that we have?
I mean, we all know, you know, passing just happened of a American icon. You know what I mean? Maya Angelou is just, you know, somebody that everybody can look up to, her work and everything that, you know, she's put together. And she's just, she's a staple for any household, not just, you know, African Americans or anything like that, you know. She's, I believe Obama called her an American treasure. So, without further ado, one of her greatest works of many.
Yeah, stay tuned because we might still be here.
Yeah, we might be with ya.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally. There I go, guys.
Yeah, we back. Slay, you with me, Slay?
Yeah, I'm here.
He sleep on his day off, cuz.
Yo, 18, you with me?
I'm with you, cuz.
Got any departing words?
Yes, I do. Actually, from what my understanding is, Gary is doing an exercise program. I don't have the exact information, but ain't no reason why nobody should be looking like 9-volt batteries this year, because he got a program that's going to help you stretch it, shake it, and work it out. Ooh. So when I get the details, I'll definitely let y'all know.
Gary, yeah. I'm going to be down there, too. I mean, just got this weight, so I'm going to try to hold on to it. I just got
after
this.
After them empanadas, he going to really need you, Gary. He going to need you day and night.
Gary Smooth Dempsey, I heard he was doing a program. Shout out to him. Slay, any last words?
No, I just want to thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody, you know, for making us number one. And
yeah,
I'm going to keep
one,
saying
yeah.
We number one.
On some Nelly, we number one.
I mean? Oh, watch out now, because he's coming in concert at
Barbershop
Talk.
Shout out to the Knox,
give me some tickets
Ledge
in July.
For coming through. You know what I mean?
Out,
appreciate it. Legend for calling in. Lost Cause for calling in. You know, everybody.
And the boy
Bo,
the Bo for the track,
yeah,
man.
Bo
shout out
for
to Bo.
Outstanding
yeah,
track.
It's fire.
Man, that boy is hot out here.
Yo, listen, I'm going to continue to say this to all the crews out there. Radio friendly music, every show we do, I will play it. I have no problem with it. So I'm saying, get that music to me. Get it to Slay. I'm saying, this is a great platform to be heard. Hector, shout out to Hector. And it's time for us to go, man. I was trying to stay half an hour longer, but there's another show on. Y'all be good. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Basketball tournament coming up. Whole bunch of stuff coming up, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we working.
Holla.
Number one. WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre.